Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
But I don't think we'll be seeing him at Buffalo anytime soon. And again, the start of training camp will be the next critical moment. If they don't have a deal done there by then, does James Cook show up for training camp? Does he risk the penalties that come along in the collective bargaining agreement if he doesn't show up? But look, we've seen the Philadelphia Eagles this offseason reward Saquon Barkley. We've seen the Baltimore Ravens reward Derrick Henry. We have not seen the Buffalo Bills pay James Cook yet.
Adam Schefter from his podcast. A couple things he said in there in addition to that. He's basically disconnected himself from the organization and the city, put his house up for sale. I don't think we'll be seeing him in Buffalo anytime soon. So that's that.
Do we think we will see any report at some point in the next month? Sources, James Cook has asked for a trade.
That is a proper step here that is not always necessary. I found in looking to see how Jonathan Taylor's situation played out, he asked for a trade.
And often guys ask for a trade as part of a negotiation. How many times can you think of blank ass for a trade? You don't even want to believe it anymore. Like, what's the point of talking about a guy getting traded? Because how many people can you name that have asked for a trade that didn't get traded? This offseason, Myles Garrett.
Yep.
Myles Garrett took it to a level where he wrote a letter saying, like, I'm done.
He did.
And then 2 weeks later, he signed.
Both Debo and Ayuk in San Francisco asked for trades.
Yes, that's right. Trey Hendrickson asked for a trade a year and a half ago.
Yep.
I mean, he might.
T. Higgins.
He might get Delby, still hasn't.
T. Higgins asked for a trade.
T. Higgins. You mentioned the Jonathan Taylor one. So,
yep.
Like 90%, 80% of these ask for a trades don't end up in resulting in trades. So I'm almost wondering that about Cook. Like, Cook might still want the deal from the Bills to stay in Buffalo, and one maneuver you could take if, like, you can't get them back to the bargaining table and you are, maybe you're $5 million apart and you're trying to get it to like $13 or $14 million and just neither side will really budge. Like, what do? You could do that. That would ramp it up a little bit. It would make it a little bit uglier, but as you're seeing in all these other situations, you ask for a trade, you sign back a month later. If James Cook signs for $12 million a year, I don't necessarily think that'll happen, but if he signed for $12 million a year a month after asking for a trade, nobody's gonna care.
Yep.
At least I don't think people are gonna care. I don't think fans will care. I don't think the Bills, I'm certain, wouldn't care. There's also Hard Knocks.
There's Hard Knocks.
All
right.
That laying out on Hard Knocks, you know. Not to say that would drive their negotiation, but they could want to get it done before that. I don't know. I'm already mentally bracing for a day where that's happened and still believing that it's not at a critical mass yet, the whole situation.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. So, you know, the asking for trade things, like, I like to point that out every once in a while, because when a team moves on from a player, like, well, he asked for a trade. Well, lots of players do.
Yep.
I don't know if it's 50-50 if a guy does get moved. And again, like you said, Cook has not done that. Is that the next escalation? I mean, he could also show up tomorrow, and Schefter could be wrong about all this, but Schefter reporting that he won't be there tomorrow, and he won't be for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 weeks, 7 weeks till training camp, so he's got that time. And then once he gets there and holds in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he holds in, does HBO talk to him? He's there. We'd like to talk to James Cook. Does that happen? It could. Because Cook
could. Listen, the HBO would want to do it. If I were the producer, that'd be the first thing I'd want to go do when I got there.
It's important to note that the players are not mad at Cook. And you said, what will the Bills do? What kind of hardball could they play? You know, if they're fining him, if he holds in, mm-hmm. are they suspending him? Because holding in, Joe, it's kind of this somewhat new thing. It's a couple of years players have been doing
like
this.
Yeah, like the last 3 years, okay, mostly.
And when a player does that, they can be around and they're not working out, but are they going to meetings? I guess each guy would do his own thing. Here, I've reported, but I'm pretending I'm hurt. I've got a hamstring issue. I've got this or that. And there's a reason to sit out. If you go farther as the team to punish this player, my guess is that goes over poorly with his teammates. And listen, we know it's business. We're all playing business here. Mm-hmm. I don't, however, want you to act like it's a bigger problem than it is. Don't go the next step in escalating it further. And Cook, you know, if Hard Knocks comes in and they want to talk to him, my guess is Cook doesn't want to trash the organization. We do have to consider it as a possibility that he doesn't want to sign here long term. It has to be considered. So maybe Joe Marino's the first one that brought this up to me of the Locked On Bills podcast. He'd basically be saying, listen, what if Cook is putting that number out there so he doesn't get signed because he does want to go elsewhere? You have to consider it as a possibility. He is in a really nice offense.
I was say, why would he really want that?
Because though? He wants to play in warm weather. Really, it could be anything.
Sure, right.
Yeah. I mean, we always just tend to go to that. I don't necessarily think we have to believe it is true, but I thought it was worth mentioning, and I think Joe pointing that out was right, to say, consider it as a possibility. But, you know, for Cook here, if he comes into town, he wants his contract, he says 15. If they said 12, he might say yes. So knowing that the two sides are not close, according to Schefter, but not knowing what not close is numerically.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'd have to think that Cook is not out to burn bridges, mm-hmm. but rather to build bridges. And, all right, I'll be there. I'll be a good teammate. If Hard Knocks wants to talk to me, I mean, I'm not going to say bad things. I just don't know what his play is. It seems that most Bills fans are comfortable with not paying him big money. I don't think they should come close to $15 million. I don't know if he would come down to 10. 10 seems about right for where running backs are and who he is. That would be totally acceptable with the cap going to where it's going and continuing to go. But I just don't know if he'd be willing to come down to 10. He this year is making $5 million, which is about a five-fold increase from what he made the year before. And if they bumped him to 10, hey, here's 2 years, $20 million. And you know what we'll do? We'll throw 13 of it in year one as a signing bonus. Mm-hmm. Now you got 13 for year one. Are you happy? You want 15 a year. You got 13. And some security, and here we go. We're off with a contract extension. So it's always tough to kind of figure out exactly what the number could be. But
well, and how long-term it is, because is a two-year deal going to be enticing to him? If I were him, I'm a running back. I want to get the longest term that I feel like I can get. His brother got a five-year deal. Now it's probably a five-year deal that ended up being more like a three-year deal, probably, right? Like, that's generally how those things go. But you know, like, two-year deal means you're walking yourself up to an age where you're definitely not getting a big contract at that point. Guys do not, at 28 years old, unless you're Derrick Henry. You know, like, you're probably not getting a big long-term extension. Like, I would think he is looking for the – you're a running back. Your brother was done in the league by the time he was 29. Like, I want that one big contract. So a two-year deal feels like
– well, the question
feels
is –
feels like something the Bills could have on the table right now, and he goes, I wonder how much of it is about the salary and how much is it about the term.
He might want what his brother got. He's not the same back as his brother. His brother was much more of a feature back, was he not?
His brother was more of a feature back, but his brother also signed when the cap was probably, what, $80 million lower?
And he got $63 million over 5 years.
Okay.
He got big money. In the chat, there's a little
big money.
In the chat, there's a little bit of, you know, his brother is a cautionary tale. Not the case. He got $63 million over 5 years from the Vikings and had three 1,000-yard seasons after that deal. So if you're James Cook, Dalvin is the model. You might not get his money, but that's what you want to do. Have a couple good seasons, get some security, have some more good seasons. And then, of course, he flamed out pretty quickly because he didn't see year four of that contract in Minnesota.
Right.
But he got paid. Guaranteed at sign, again, like 5 years, $63 million. His guaranteed at sign was 16. And his total guaranteed was 28. So, again, if you give him 3 years, 30, 3 years, 45, put the number on it.
Mm-hmm.
And its actual guarantees over those 3 years are $24 million. Who wins? Does James Cook get to say he wins because he got 3 years for 45?
Right.
That was 15.
Uh-huh.
This is the funny thing about NFL contracts. Does James Cook mean the fake 15 that you report or an actual 15
right.
that 3 days later we find out you get? John in Detroit. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I love the show. I just wanted to make a point that, you know, I love James Cook. He's a talented back, but I love this Bills offensive line. With Frank Ragnow retiring in Detroit, Lane Johnson for the Eagles being 35 or 36 and Becton leaving, I think going into this season, this is the best offensive line in the NFL. And on FanDuel, they're co-favorites now to win the Super Bowl, and I think a big part of that is the offensive line. And if signing Cook to $15 million a year or more, you know, who knows what he's really asking for, prevents us from re-signing Osiris Torrance, who I saw mauling Travis Jones for the Ravens. I love Osiris Torrance. Spencer Brown, I think, is the best run-blocking right tackle in the NFL. Alec Anderson, who could emerge this year, who I think could be a star one day. This backup offensive line, I think, might be even better than a couple starting offensive lines in the NFL. It is an awesome group. And I want to re-sign and keep that talent in the trenches, especially as Allen starts to age into his 30s. And I'll just hang up and listen on what you guys think about that.
Yeah, thanks, John. It's very possible, and it would make a lot of sense if both Connor McGovern and Osiris Torrance rank for the Bills ahead of Cook. Would make tons of sense.
Mm-hmm.
McGovern's been great for them. Torrance is a draft pick that they got to be pretty happy with. He's coming in pretty much played right away and been pretty good. So yeah, it would make sense in terms of that $15 million cap. Like, the Bills could have all of those pieces if they wanted to keep all of them. You know, it requires cap gymnastics. You sign Cook and drop his cap number to 5. You sign McGovern, same thing, like a big extension, and the number is a lot lower.
Because McGovern's cap hit this year is 4.9.
Yeah, it's pretty low, right?
Pretty low. It was 2 last year.
Okay. Well, if you extend
him a year or two, you could get that number in half, probably.
Yeah.
And, I haven't even thought about him for a second for this. And should he rank above Cook? Cook is making it so that he's almost thrusting himself above everybody else that could be remaining. Like, hey, you didn't want to sign me before Shakir. You didn't want to sign me before Benford and Bernard and Rousseau and all these guys. But you better be doing it before McGovern and Torrance, who's 2 years away, by the way, still.
Yep.
Even though I don't know that I would be so fast to do that. I mean, it doesn't have to be one or the other, right? Like,
it doesn't have to.
You have money to do more than one thing. Now you could use that money elsewhere, receiver and some other position on defense down the road. But if it was one versus the other, I would tell you I'd rather lock up my interior offensive line. Then lock up James Cook.
803-0550 to join us. Thanks, John, for the phone call and the kind words. You can give us a ring if you want. When we get back, it had to happen, right? We all knew it. It had to happen, and it did in Dallas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.